FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bice. I'm with your main agriculture stories. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development and the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour will embark on a three-day visit to farms in Northwest. According to Parliament, this joint oversight is aimed at, among others, improving the living and working conditions of farm workers, farm dwellers and farmers. OFM News previously reported that an oversight visit to the Free State by the two committees ended with a public hearing on the working and living conditions of farm workers in the province. OFM News' Tela Corteli reported that the visit came after various stakeholders informed the committee that the reality of agricultural work is a harsh one.
The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour, Lindelwa Dunja, explained the oversight visit is also due to the motion that was raised in the National Assembly in 2020, which recommended that both committees must embark on a nationwide oversight visit to farms to assess the difficult situations of farm workers across all provinces. Tsetla Kodedi, OFM News.
Fertilizer prices have declined by 5% since April this year. This means that farmers can look forward to significantly low fertilizer prices when the planting season for the summer rainfall areas starts in spring. According to Janine Ryan, the editor of Farmers Weekly, despite this decline, fertilizer prices are still higher than a year ago. She says indications were of a recovery of a global fertilizer industry, which could mean a further decrease in the price of fertilizers.
Winter plantings in South Africa had also increased 6% year on year, which could not have been done without fertilizers. Sales figures from fertilizer companies also showed an increase in fertilizer sales, indicating that farmers are still planting and buying fertilizer for planting despite the year-on-year increase in prices.
High fertilizer prices made agricultural headlines these past few months, with Northwest University economics professor Walter Krichel reporting in May that fertilizer prices increased by up to 50% this year. And maize and sunflower farmers are concerned about persistent rain over parts of the country. ENCA reports they believe it will affect this year's yield. The industry says it usually experiences this type of weather in summer. The unseasonal wet winter is having a detrimental impact on the quality of crops. Sunflower is now being affected by Sclerotinia disease. Friedel von Maltitz, the vice president of Free State Agriculture, previously told OFM News that some farmers in the Ficksburg area in the province are experiencing challenges with harvesting maize due to wet fields. He says farmers are concerned that the crop might be downgraded, which will have an impact on their income. However, there is some good news for consumers. Grain SA's CEO Pieter Taljaard said consumers will not be affected as there is enough maize in the channel. And these are our main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.